I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Thousands of mothers and children will die if someone doesn't help in Malawi. 24% of the population is infected with HIV/AIDS. Hope Givers International's Dr. Samuel Thomas believes this is a new field worth the investment.
If we can take the children born to HIV family, and if we can take them, even if it's for 2 years, 3 years, if we can share the love of Christ to them, praying that God would heal them. And suppose He doesn't heal them, at least we can rest assured that by them accepting the Lord, that they will have an eternity with God.
Pray for funding and believers to run the program. We turn next to Haiti. A year after Hurricane Jeannie ravaged the country, chronic malnutrition continues. Children who survived the floods often have distended bellies, dull eyes, and reddish hair. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says that's a sign of protein malnutrition.
We get the food packets and we really start pumping them up with vitamins and food. And as the new hair grows, you can just see it turning black and shiny as the protein balance corrects itself in their bodies.
For Haiti's team, share the hope of Christ with those they help once their physical lives are out of danger. And Men for Missions, the layman's voice of OMS International, reports the privilege of being part of a new outreach in Haiti. A month ago, the team was part of the groundbreaking ceremony for the new campus for Emmaus Biblical Seminary. There are 59 students enrolled. Classes began 2 weeks ago. About 20 teachers are involved in preparing these Haitians to spread the gospel in Haiti's churches and communities. Pray for the teaching staff as they begin this new school year. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help keep missions in front of your church each month. For information, call our resource line 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.